prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, I've got to cover the fact that one of the biggest stories last Friday through this weekend on every major TV network has been Charlie Sheen being involved in a big 9/11 film that I'm consulting on, Loose Change Final Cut, Rosie O'Donnell going public that she believes 9/11 is an inside job, and so much more. There's been other stars now going public. A lot more about to go public, by the way, I can tell you. But the news is how Fox and others responded to this with really serious yellow journalism. And they're not conservative. I'm sick of them using that mantle. We're going to talk to Webster Griffin Tarpley about this, about 9/11 truth squads out all over the country confronting these neocons that use the attacks to butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Also, what's happening with Iran with the seizure of these 15 British commandos the developments there. But right now, let me just spend a minute, and your calls are coming up too. Mark and John and Lindsay and everybody, we're going to get to you. I promise. Those and many others. I wanted to get into Alberto Gonzalez. Now, this broke, of course, 3 weeks ago. And day one, I noticed there in the fine print of the news stories that were out on it that he called, that Republicans called, different U.S. attorneys and told them, what's going on with this political case? Put pressure on this person. We got an election coming up. Are you going to indict him? And, yeah, the president has the right to fire these people. When Hillary fired them all, it was terrible. When, you know, Bush, only fired 7 or 8. But the point here is they lied to Congress about it, and they fired them. You can fire these people at your pleasure, but you can't fire them because they won't commit a crime for you. Then it becomes serious. And Gonzalez, and I've got the actual dates here, it turns out that Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez lied to reporters on a March 13th about the scandal over the fired prosecutors. And it turns out that weeks before that, he lied to Congress. At the time, Gonzalez said he was not involved in any discussions about what was going on with the firings. And it goes on. On Friday night, however, the Justice Department revealed Gonzalez's participation in a November 27th meeting where such plans were made, the Associated Press reports. And those documents are public. I've read them. When he made the decision, and he, of course, was over the meeting. I mean, he's the guy. They've got 100 of these, and it's a big deal to fire him, and he made the decision under, of course, orders from the president. He was in on a very detailed discussion of a 5-step plan for carrying out the firings of the prosecutors, according to the AP, and then making up bad reviews for them. And then it goes on to talk about in March 6, 2005, he lied to Congress another time when it came to, quote, the policy of the United States is not to transfer individuals to countries where we believe that they will likely be tortured, whether those individuals are being transferred from inside or outside the United States, he told Congress. He went on to say the executive branch was not aware of or had not authorized any transfer of detainees in violation of that policy. All right. Then it turns out they were flying them all over the world to secret torture camps to get fake confessions like they've gotten with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed now, where they even admitted, Associated Press, Reuters, London Telegraph, that they even threatened to torture his 7 and 10-year-old sons. Now, dovetailing that with the 15 British naval commandos grabbed a couple days ago, one of them female, they have GPS. Iran is saying that they were in their territorial waters. It isn't the first time the British have done this. They've got those 3 fleets up there, plus a British fleet. Now the French aircraft carrier is going over there. They don't, they're only nuclear aircraft carrier. In a clear provocation. And we said, Gulf of Tonkin, USS Maine, our government and the British government loves to start wars by having naval forces get into skirmishes. Now, remember, admittedly, all these Iranian troops and diplomats are getting kidnapped. That's being ignored. I'm not defending Iran either, folks. This is a Ahmadinejad needs a provocation. His right-wing government stays in power as long as he's being threatened. Bush and the UN are actually helping him with their hardline stance. The Russians have suspended building the Bashar reactor. That thing was 9 years away from being able to create nuclear weapons grade fissile material. Now it's been suspended. There's no reason for this war, no reason for these sanctions, other than the fact that it was part of the neocon plan, day one, to take over Iraq, then go into Iran and Syria. This is about getting those oil supplies so the oil doesn't flow to jack up oil prices. Now, joining us is Webster Griffin Tarpley. Webster Griffin Tarpley wrote the unauthorized biography of Bush Sr. over a decade ago. He wrote 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA, a best-selling book that I carry via Infowars.com, the secure, safe video and bookstore shopping cart. He spoke at my national symposium. It was aired four times on C-SPAN last year. And he's a good friend of mine. And to give us analysis on all the things that are breaking down is Webster Tarpley. Webster, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, Alex. How are you?
Good. I'm going to want to keep you into a couple segments, but I'm not going to keep you too long because I want to cover some other news. But just crystallize it, boil it down for us as basic as possible. Number one, the huge Charlie Sheen news re-breaking with Rosie O'Donnell and the Loose Change Front, of course, myself involved, and then dovetail that into the Truth Squads, what's happening everywhere these neocons go, and then the big issue, the provocation for target Iran.
I would interpret the entire picture centering around the Iran attack, and then maybe get to the other ones.
Sure, cover Iran now.
We now have, I think, this with a greater precision than we've ever had it. Some days ago, there's a weekly newspaper in Moscow called Argumenti Nedelyi, Issues of the Week. And here we have a story by a journalist called Andrei Ugolanov, who's very, very well known. He used to be the editor of a weekly called Argumenti e Fakti, which is also a pretty famous Russian publication. He cites sources close to the Russian general staff saying, the U.S. is now on track to attack Iran in the first week of April, most likely date April 6th, Good Friday, 4 o'clock in the morning. A bombing campaign of 12 hours initially, 4 a.m. to 4 p.m., starting in the early morning of Good Friday, April 6th, local time in Iran.
Now, Webster, I mean, not from the same source, but from others, we've heard, oh, it's going to be March 21st. It's going to be, and we haven't seen that. Now, obviously, there aren't three carrier task force groups and a bunch of other fleets bigger than the first armada that attacked Iraq in 1990 and in 19, and of course in 2003 in March, now four plus years ago. I mean, they're there for something, and obviously they need a provocation, and now we have embassies preparing to pull their people out of Tehran, so certainly that adds some credibility, but I mean, I don't know if we can, you know, even going off this source, say that we think it's going to happen in April. The mere fact we're reporting on it may stop it.
This is, I think, it's something different than just some journalist saying it. In other words, this is a calculated leak by the Russian general staff. It's also confirmed by General Ivashov, as I'll get to in a second. Anyway, the idea here is not so different from what we've heard. It's going to be 20 targets targeted for bombing, uranium enrichment facilities, research centers, laboratories. Interestingly, it says that the Bushehr nuclear power reactor, where you have Russian engineers working, will not be bombed, a concession maybe to the Russians. But the U.S. hopes to degrade the Iranian air defense system, sink numerous Iranian warships in the Persian Gulf, wipe out the most important military headquarters of the Iranian armed forces.
Well, we know that Cy Hirsch reported 2 years ago that special forces from the U.S. and Britain and Israel have been in Iran the whole time illegally. That's admitted. And we know that they are planning a massive bombing campaign to target their conventional air, sea, and land forces, particularly, yes, going after their fleet there.
And I think we can put these 15 Royal Marines, these are typically, the British are running terrorists into Arabistan and into the sort of Persian Gulf oil province of Iran. The British are implicated up to their necks in running terrorists in there, and that's very likely what this grab has been.
And, of course, the media doesn't call them terrorists. They call them freedom fighters being inserted in. Iran's supposed to sit there and take the bombings, the shootings, the police being shot down the streets. It's part of freedom, Webster.
Of course.
We're going to be right back with Webster Griffin Tarpley, a real expert on these issues, and then we're going to continue into the latest 9/11 revelations. And then I promise Your phone calls. Stay with us.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's March 23rd, 2007. Gold is at $663.20, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $686.66, $345.88 for half, $172.94 for quarter ounce coins at $686.66, $345.88, and $172.94. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Well, I could talk to Webster Tarpley for 10 hours. He's just a fount of knowledge and information, a good friend of mine, accomplished researcher. We've got loaded phones here. Denise is for Webster Tarpley, so we'll go to her. But the Webster's leaving us after this segment. I'm going to get to everybody else who's holding after that and then get into a bunch of other news concerning 9/11. But bottom line, the same crew that lied to us about weapons of mass destruction and tortures people into giving fake confessions, the same crew that staged 9/11 as a pretext for all of this, just as Hitler staged attacks on his own military to start World War II, Gleiwitz and Reichstag and all the other examples. We know that they had the British come out and claim that mortars of Iranian make were used to attack the U.S. Turned out they were British made, but they know the public's dumbed down. But that's now been admitted to be fake. And they've claimed that there's been these Iranians coming across attacking. Turns out that's not the case. So the point is, Iran is being framed. Iraq's already been framed with WMDs. And the question is, why didn't the Iranians just let these guys come into their waters? And the answer is, well, we know they've been secreting special forces to carry out black ops. And we know that our government admits that there are troops carrying out black ops. Now, how dare Iran not let troops come in and carry out black ops? And, I mean, again, the New Yorker magazine admits that's happening. How dare Iran not allow British SAS and others to stage terror attacks, as they've been caught, BBC's reported, blowing up mosques and blaming it on others in Iraq, Webster?
Alex, the thing that gives this more seriousness, more consistency, is not only that Agrementi Nedelya puts it out, then RIA Novosti News Agency, very interesting website, they repeat it. And then my friend General Leonid Ivashov, Colonel General Leonid Ivashov, says, I have no doubt there will be an operation, or more precisely, a violent attack against Iran. We have drawn the unmistakable conclusion that this operation will take place. It will be an air attack. Smaller tactical nuclear weapons are likely to be a part of it. And then he goes on a scenario for the breaking up of Iran. Now
that's also been reported by Western media in the last 6 months. It's first I heard broke it a year ago, but it's also come out mainstream news.
This is the first time that the Russians have ever put a specific date on it. Here's the other thing that adds consistency. You see this strange activity of Zbigniew Brzezinski. Two things I'd like to say.
Tell folks who Brzezinski is.
Zbigniew Brzezinski was, of course, the National Security Council director under Carter. Now, he's
founder of the Trilateral Commission that Russia and Belarus doesn't
exist. But his plan, his basic idea is, if you go into Iran, you're going to lose. It's just at this level. And, of course, you will lose.
And then he went public before the Senate a month and a half ago and said that if there may be staged attacks in the U.S. or in Iraq that won't be carried out by Iran.
But will be blamed on Iran. Exactly. That's a February 1st testimony of the Senate Foreign Relations.
Now, I mean, let's be clear. The former National Security Advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, is saying our government could stage stuff.
Yeah. And now here he is in Le Monde. This is 23rd, 24th, so it's yesterday practically.
It's the French Newsweek.
French newspaper. It's a daily. So he's talking in Le Monde.
But I'm saying it's the equivalent. It's a national publication.
Sure, it's a big newspaper. So he's asked, do you believe that there's going to be a provocation? Because he's talking about the increased danger of war with Iran. He says, I've seen people in this administration who would really like something like that, a provocation. And then he says the following. We also know that there was a discussion on a possible provocation which could have given a pretext to start the war against Iraq.
So now he's talking about the White House memo where Blair and Bush are talking about staging something.
Maybe. But maybe he's talking about something more. And he says this is before the beginning of the conflict. Now, in the larger sense, that, of course, is 9/11.
Now, let's be clear. Brzezinski's never left the Anglo-American elite strata. I mean, he's one of their top think tank experts. He wrote up the grand chessboard strategy, pretty much adopted or mirroring the PNAC plan.
And he started the war in Afghanistan. Now, today in the Washington Post, same Brzezinski has a big op-ed about how we've got hysteria and paranoia in the guise of the war on terror. He says that hysteria and the paranoia have got to stop.
That's up on prisonplanet.com.
We've had 5 years of continuous mass national brainwashing. He talks about terror experts as terror entrepreneurs and so forth. Anyway, I think this is absolutely serious.
So what does this show? Who does he represent in the elite? We know he is a David Rockefeller frontman. Why is he suddenly breaking ranks and constantly ringing alarm bells?
Well, you've got the split in the ruling class, which has now been evident for several months. On the one side, George Shultz, Bush Cheney, Rupert Murdoch, Tony Blair, generally speaking, the right-wing talk show hosts. On the other side, James Baker, the Democratic Party, Gordon Brown of the Exchequer in Britain, Brzezinski, Gore. So you've got essentially the bombers and the stranglers. There's one group that says U.S., Britain, Israel at war with the world forever. The other one says, no, we're too weak. We've got to use things like Malthusianism, global
banking,
warming,
banking,
and the rest of it.
World taxes, yeah.
But I think right now the big question is, how do you stop this? Ivashov calls, he says Russia should call an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council to confront the U.N.
Yeah, but the U.N. just went ahead and voted for more sanctions on Iran.
Yes, but sanctions do not, as the Russians are always saying, sanctions are the alternative to war. They are not war. The Russians say sanctions are not
a form of the most ancient form of total war, siege.
Yeah, but the Russians have a very, very different position. The Russians, Putin and Lavrov, are constantly warning, don't attack Iran. You get meetings in...
So what do you think is going to happen?
I think that what's got to happen is people have got to mobilize. This is now the time. Get active or get radioactive. Form yourself some 9/11 truth squads. Go out and confront candidates on the Hudson.
Now, that's been happening everywhere to anybody of any level that goes anywhere. Shifting gears, Rosie O'Donnell goes public. There was a big high-powered Hollywood meeting Thursday with a lot of top stars talking about how they could go public that I'm privy to. Now it's broken thanks to a leaker, which I don't appreciate, that there's a big national release of loose change plan in the next 6 months that I was consulting on. But that did explode, and it seems to have backfired on the people that leaked it.
Well, I really haven't had time for this because I've been focusing on World War III. However, this is obviously one of the things that could contribute to generating some counter-motion. The problem is the counter-motion has got to be now. I urge everybody, ask yourself, what can you do this week and next week to ward off World War III on Good Friday? And get active or get radioactive. 9/11 truth squads are away. Take back the airwaves are away. Confront your elected officials. Confront presidential candidates. Go into an overdrive action mode and do something to stop this. If you go to this RIA Novosti news site, it's a whole different world. Take a look at the Topol-M missile that the Russians have been testing. They have some huge pictures of this mobile missile. There will not be a successful first strike against Russia. You can see that right away just by looking at one of those babies. So the notion of the Third World War is futile and suicidal. It's time to drive the neocons out of public life. Uproot the 9/11 September
criminal
networks.
Well, it's clear. Well, I agree. It's clear that there's amazing heat on the perpetrators of 9/11 and these wars to shut it down. But it looks like Katie barred the door, that they're just going to go ahead and go with an upping of the Ponzi scheme, Webster.
Then it's time for a general strike. Then shut the whole thing down. Shut it all down and stop the war that way.
Webster's the author of 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA, documenting 9/11. We carry it at InfoWars.com. Webster, thanks for spending time with us.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Thank you.
Thanks for talking to us. We'll be right back. Cover some news. Take your call. Stay with me.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals. chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Details. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had actually broken this report before it was ever in mainstream news. In fact, we're going to do another report on it later this week. I saw different victims and their family members, protest groups, a few months ago. I guess now it was about 8-9 months ago when I first learned of this. Protesting the fact that the body parts, the wreckage, had been taken to a landfill, but not just a landfill, an aggregate landfill. And we saw photos online, and by broke it, we just picked up on, you know, families groups that had posted this. I interviewed some of them, and it showed human bones and body parts out at these aggregate facilities where they make asphalt and concrete. They just took the plus it's toxic waste, all the mercury from the switches and all of the computers and the thermostats in those buildings on 9/11. And we knew that they hauled the steel away with GPS on each piece of steel, with armed guards. No one could take photos because it had clear blast points on it, of course, from 9/11. But I didn't know they were using it for the highways. This is Reuters. 9/11 remains possibly used on roads, court papers show. And it's come out in court papers. And this is from affidavits filed in 2005 that... Well, it just goes through it. Eric Beck, a construction worker employed at the Fresh Kills Landfill, that's what it's called, in the borough of Staten Island where the rubble was taken after the Twin Towers fell, said in his affidavit the process of sifting through the debris was rushed. And then they, and remember, firefighters didn't want that to happen, so the cops came and beat them all up and took them to jail, and Giuliani said they were sinners. That was a quote, and bad, and yeah, those firefighters are scum now, too. They're with Al-Qaeda. Anybody who doesn't submit to us filling potholes with your bones is with Al-Qaeda. Let us steal trillions from the Pentagon. Let us get rid of the borders. Let us butcher the Bill of Rights and bring into a North American Union. You just sit down and shut up and you don't ask questions. You're government's boss. And you don't ask questions about the Texas Youth Commission and a bunch of the other big youth commissions running giant slave brothels and selling the kids out. You just keep your mouth shut. We're the government. We're God. You just learn to worship us. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to, and I frankly am sick of it. And I'm sick of all their crimes. Okay, let's go to a caller who disagrees first, then all the patient callers who are caught. But folks that disagree go to the head of the line. Number one, it says, Dave in Austin, why would you side with Rosie O'Donnell? I'm not siding with Rosie O'Donnell. I protested and boycotted her back in the late 90s for going to get Kmart not to sell guns. Okay? And I said last week on the air, she's silly and she's ignorant. But she's got guts, and guts is enough. She's gone public on her website, and I happen to know people that are guests on the show and co-hosts on the show, and I'm about to be in contact with her. I've learned that she now knows about the New World Order. She's had a lot of her politics shifted. She's waking up. She's always been a loose cannon, and she did post a bunch of stuff about it being an inside job and gave evidence to the Building 7 being blown up and the rest of it. And so that's why. But let's just go ahead and go to Dave in Austin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, you thought it was going out of my thunder, but the thing is, though, she is what she's talking about because her world would be socialist. She's a along and so is Charlie Sheen. These people have sided so far to the left, they're communist.
Now, I know Charlie Sheen, sir. He is extremely what you'd call conservative. He's always been big into guns.
Well, I don't know what you're reading, where you're getting, but I tell you what, I've seen the guy and he's laying down in the streets in front of the as protests to let the cops pick him up, crying, please don't hit me, don't hit me.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah, well, fine.
No. Hold on, sir. I'm going to let you talk. Just let me say something, okay?
Sure.
Number one, the Fox News and the New York Post, when they were talking about a website that Rosie linked to, they got the name wrong. When Fox News kept saying Martin Sheen shouldn't have gone public on 9/11, I'm not going to watch Martin Sheen's show. You're talking about Martin Sheen, sir. We're talking about Charlie Sheen, his son.
Okay, I'm sorry if that's my mistake.
No. I just want to
about Daddy, the one that plays Mr. President. He thinks he's a president.
Daddy is what you could call very leftist, but let me just say this. Actually, I'm not going to talk about who I know or what I know, but they're into whole milk. They don't take vaccines. They're actually, pro Second Amendment from what I know. Now, on some social issues, very liberal, yes. But Charlie's his own man, and that's just the facts, and I know him very well.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. That was my mistake. I thought you were talking about Daddy, but that's fine. My main thing is just with Rosie O'Donnell. It's just that I have a real problem with anybody because, Alex, when I hear things you say, like you give meaning to people like Cindy Sheehan, and that's the stuff that bothers me. I mean, these people are so far left. The woman is a psych job, and I'm talking about Sheehan and what I've seen in Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, yeah, her son's dead. She's got a divorce. Her life's ruined.
Yeah, well, she's
why is she? Why is she a psych job?
I'm sorry?
Why is she a psych job?
Just the stuff that she sides with, the things she, like her son that died, she'd abandoned 7 years ago, and his grave today still doesn't have a marker on it, and she's got another son she's abandoned. And she's up there protesting against the war, which, believe me, I'm not no big war fanatic, but she's up there protesting against the war when she is being fed by the left-wing animals.
Well, sir, listen, I hear you, and you've had your say. I agree with some of it. I'm no fan of the left, okay? But I'm no fan of the right. I mean, the right says some of the right things, but Bush signed the SPP, North American Union. We're in it. He's trying to pass the Democratic-introduced blanket amnesty bill. This war, we have the Pentagon documents now where they meant to keep us there at least 30 years. They lied to the troops and said, you're going to be home by Christmas. They knew and that was 9 months. They knew that was a lie all along. They planned to plant WMDs. We have the White House memo. Okay? I mean, George Bush is not a conservative. And, frankly, the people following him aren't. And I don't know what to say anymore. I mean, Bill Clinton didn't have top gay porn stars and gay madams and male hookers constantly in the White House in the middle of the night. You know, I talk about how George Bush is in the Skull and Bones Bohemian Grove, and national Christian talk shows say I'm a demon-possessed of the devil. I don't know what devil you're talking about, but I mean, I'm not the one giving pledges to Lucifer like George Bush and his cousin John Kerry did. I'm telling you, it's staged. We're dealing with trillions of dollars these people make and suck off us. You think they're going to let you have a real choice? This whole left-right thing is fake. Rosie O'Donnell, I know people that go on vacation with her. I know people that work with her. Okay, I've got her number and info, and I'm about to speak with her. And they told me, no, she's changed. She's still liberal on a bunch of issues. You know, cats don't change their spots overnight. But she's coming over. I know a lot of Hollywood people, folks. I know some of the biggest names. In fact, of the top five Hollywood stars, I know or have gotten to know three of them. I mean, the top. They are into the Second Amendment. They want to defend our nation. They know about 9/11, but they won't go public. Okay? It's just amazing. Let's jam in some more calls here because I got a couple clips I want to play. Well, you know what? I promised to do this. Here's an example of people getting things wrong. Alan Combs says that I'm behind the big new Loose Change Final Edition. No, I'm a consultant. Some of my footage is being used in it. I'm friends with the Loose Change guys. I was going to make a film with Charlie, but we really decided it'd be easier to take this and redo it. And I just handed the ball off, folks, because I don't even care about the glory of having. I mean, can you imagine putting a hardcore film like that in theaters? Never before been done. It makes Citizen Kane look like child's play. Well, let's play a couple minutes of Hannity and Combs Friday night. We only got 30 seconds. We'll come back, play about a minute of that, just to show you all the mistakes that are being made by the media. It's not Martin Sheen. I'm not behind Mark Cuban. I'm not behind the whole thing. I'd like to toot my horn and say I was. They called Michael Rivero, Matt Rivero. They just can't get anything right. Okay? When we get back after this quick break, we'll hit that. I'll try to go listen during the break, too, get it right to the part where Jim Cramer admits he engages in all this crime. This is the real world. They've been talking so long, they don't even know when to shut up now. We got loaded phone lines. We'll get to John, Daniel, Lindsay, Mark. We'll get to everybody. Okay, coast to coast, border to border. It's the new syndicated show we've been doing about 4 or 5 months, and I'm honored to be your host. Stay with us.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide. Or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right, back live. But an example of the media getting it wrong. And I'm not bashing Alan Cohn. I've been on this radio show many times. But I'm a consultant on the film, and I guess I've been there from the start of it, but I'm not behind the film. So here's a clip from one of literally dozens of TV programs, clips, sections of programs about Loose Change Final Cut to go in theaters and Mark Cuban involved and all the rest of it. Here it is.
Welcome to Wall Street Confidential. I'm Aaron Task, joined again by Jim Cramer. Jim, welcome.
That's the Jim Cramer clip that I don't know if we'll have time to play, where he admits how they manipulate and control the market, like it's a rigged slot machine. Yeah, here's the Fox one.
Take free point. Speech, which we all agree we all have, and you meet that with other free
I'm
speech.
I'm not saying he
and
can't
that's
say
what,
it.
That's why free speech works.
Nobody said he can't say it, but what you're saying is I shouldn't be able to react to his...
I didn't say you shouldn't be able to. I said you choose to make it a personal attack on the individual rather than deal with what the individual is actually saying, which you can easily refute.
I think he's out of his mind.
I know you think he's out of his mind. That's the way you want to deal with it. Michael, can we believe...
People who support that also are giving aid and comfort to the enemy who wants to kill
America. Stop with the aid and comfort to the enemy. Michael, can we believe everything the government tells us?
What kind of a question is that?
A good one.
Alex,
thank you for asking.
It's a lousy question because what you're saying is, I think Martin Sheen's an idiot. Aha, but maybe we should question.
No, I'm trying to get beyond the idiot calling and actually have a conversation with you if that's possible.
He is an idiot.
Can we believe we've already established that you think he's an idiot. That's your level of debate. Do you think the government would ever lie to us?
Don't make the issue other than what it is. It is Charlie Sheen, Mark Cuban supporting Charlie Sheen to put
Mark
this
Cuban
out
wants to
so
do
the left can have an orgasm.
Yeah, is, by the way, one other point, let me go to Leslie Marshall. This is not
the
about
only,
left
the only,
or right.
The only person having an orgasm here, Michael, are the right attacking the Sheens, Charlie and his father, attacking any conspiracy theory, actually attacking any one individual on a personal level. I agree with
this
Alan.
This is also not a left-right
issue. Let's sit down and talk.
Alex Jones is behind this movie as a right-winger, by the way. This is not left-right.
Okay, that's enough. But it is a good point about how it's not left or right. They love to make it left or right. Frankly, I'd say about half the people in the 9/11 Truth Movement you'd call conservatives or libertarians or constitutionalists or that whole genre, probably more than half. Okay? And we're the hardcore ones. You know, I'm the father of 9/11 Truth, okay? I'm a real conservative. George Bush and Alberto Gonzalez aren't. Okay, now let's go and get to the Jim Cramer thing. This is 2.5 minutes long. Well, it's 12 minutes long, but I can't play the whole thing. First he says it's legal, then later he says it's illegal, and this has been looked at. Now, we broke this Monday. We discovered this and broke this Monday or Tuesday, and then I saw it on Fox News, of all places, Friday. I'm in the office, got the big TV on with the audio off, and they're covering this. And, of course, he's got a show on CNBC, and he's admitting how they short the markets, and if they've already shorted them, how they go in and spend $5-20 million sometimes to make sure a stock does go down. Okay, this is standard operating procedure, only one area. Here it is.
Welcome to Wall Street Confidential. I'm Aaron Task, joined again by Jim Cramer. Jim, welcome.
Good to see you.
Thanks for being here. A lot of economic data out today, but I want to talk about something else first. Again, today we have the misdirection from the futures. The futures pointing to an up market, and as of right now, stocks are down again. Is this just because it's the holiday period that we're seeing this?
You know, a lot of times when I was short at my hedge fund, and I was positioned short, meaning I needed it down, I would create a level of activity beforehand that could drive the futures. It doesn't take much money. Similarly, if I were long and I would want to make things a little bit rosy, I would go in and take a bunch of stocks and make sure that they're higher, and maybe commit $5 million in capital to do it, and I could affect it. What you're seeing now is maybe it probably is a bigger market now. Maybe you need $10 million in capital to knock this stuff down, but it's a fun game and it's a lucrative game, and you can move it up and then fade it. That's often creates a very negative feel. So let's say you take a longer term view intraday, and you say, listen, I'm going to boost the futures, and then when the real sellers come in, real market comes in, they're going to knock it down. It's going to create a negative view. That's a strategy very worth doing when you're valued on a day-to-day basis. And I would encourage anyone who's in the hedge fund game to do it, because it's legal,
right?
And it is a very quick way to make money.
It is not legal.
And very satisfying.
Okay.
By the way, no one else in the world would ever admit that, but I don't care.
That's right. And you can say that here.
I can't. I'm not going to say it on TV.
Well, on a related note, there's so many more hedge funds today than when you were managing your hedge fund.
Right.
Do you think that does that exacerbate the moves, or does it make it tougher?
You know, the hedge funds are positioned long short, okay, not just long like mutual funds. So it's really vital these next 6 days, because of your payday, you've really got to control the market. You can't let it lift. When you get a research in motion, it's really important to use a lot of your firepower to knock that down, because it's the fulcrum of the market today. So I mean, let's say I were short. What I would do is I would hit a lot of guys with RIM. Now, you can't ferment. That's a violation of
ferment?
Yeah. You can't foment.
Foment.
You can't create yourself an impression that a stock's down. But you do it anyway, because the SEC doesn't understand it. So, that's the only sense that I would say this is illegal. But a hedge fund that's not up a lot really has to do a lot now.
Okay.
Itself, so.
I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And it talks about how they set people up who are coming into the market, how they use you, how they screw you. But here's an example. The stock market's still at around 12,000. They've doubled the money supply the last six years, so the stock market's really at around 6,000. So these are 101 simple financial numbers. But you watch CNN, you watch CNBC, you watch Fox, Cavuto's World, all this. They've got one brand of financial news for you, and then if you really want to know what's going on, you can go research it and find it out somewhere else. And it's sad. And you've got all these good old boys around here locally, where I live in Austin, who think they know everything about it. And I always watch them get their shirt taken. You know, they may make $5-10 million. And they're real arrogant. Next time you see them, they're living in a two-room apartment, you know, working at HEB, working at the grocery store, which is fine. I mean, my point is, you think you know it all, you don't know it all. And there's a lot out there, America, you need to discover. So much of what you think you know about this country is a joke, okay? So just stop thinking that you're living in a free country. If we set about getting our free country back, because some of it's still left, we can save the country. We have to admit how bad it's gotten. Okay, let's take some final calls here. Lindsay in California, you want to talk about info about a protest. Okay, tell us about it.
Yes, thank you. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
I have an idea for a protest on April 15th. Everybody listen up. This is a way to get our message out exponentially. This is what you need to do. First thing, collect all your junk mail. Second, write return to sender.
And I've heard of this idea. And then write messages and use the junk mail as a way, and like five or six people will see it, and it's shame.
Yes, and if you keep the envelope sealed, then there's no problem as far as return to sender mail. So you keep the envelope closed, you write return to sender or stamp return to sender, your message, no matter what it is, investigate 9/11, and the war now, whatever message you want to get out.
PrisonPlanet.com.
Sure, absolutely. And then on April 15th, you take all your junk mail and drop it off at the post office.
That is a really good idea, and then shut down the post office.
Absolutely. So, and it's a way for us to get our message out, and it's something that can't be denied. So I urge all your listeners to please do this. You know, even if everybody on your station that's listening to this program now does it, still going to make a huge difference. I mean, how much junk mail do you actually get?
My God, I get probably 5 pieces a day, sometimes
more.
Good to hear from you. Great idea. Let's go ahead and talk to Daniel in Massachusetts. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
How's it? I just wanted to talk to you about the Iran issue.
Yes.
How is it that the American people are once again going along with this? I mean,
the American people think their dollar's still full value. They think the WMDs were found. They really think that guys in the cave carried out 9/11 and had the NORAD stand down and did CIA insider trading. They really think that the Texas Youth Commission is helping the children. They really believe that mercury and vaccines is good for their brains.
I hear, you know, that you hear all these polls saying that 60% of Americans are against the Iraq war now, but it doesn't really seem...
It's more like 70%,
you know?
Depending on the poll. Well, there are a lot of people who are awake, but they feel powerless. They don't feel like they have any power, and that's really the big problem. Let's try to jam in a couple more. Let's take a call here from Hollywood, California. John, quickly.
Yeah, Alex, I'm trying to spread your name out here in California. But you said something the other day that always makes me ripple when I hear it. I've listened to scholars from Harvard and whatnot and took an anthropology class back away, and you said that Jews learned their masonry skills in ancient Egypt. Well, the cryptologists have combed over the hieroglyphics here for many years, and they've come to the conclusion that Jews were not a part of ancient Egypt. Maybe a few were there, but...
they were a wandering people. Sure.
It was a good picture, but it's mainly a myth. And also,
sure. We're out of time. You'll have to call me back next week earlier, and we can talk about that. I just mentioned somehow on the show that somebody brought up the Jews, and I talked about how they'd been in Babylon and been in Egypt and been wandering all over. So I don't know what to say about that. We can argue about it all day, but yeah. There's a lot of evidence they weren't used as slaves on the pyramid, and that slaves actually weren't used there. I think that's what you're talking about. But I don't claim to have all the answers. See you back next week, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. To all the affiliates, everybody, God bless you. Now get out there and fight the New World Order. Stand up for the Republic. Fight for America, not for phony wars.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.